Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
It is 7:46 on Thursday morning. It's member supported, KEXE, KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. So far, we've got Fred Friedman joining us by phone. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Heidi. Good morning, John. How are you guys?
Doing very well, thank you. A little bit of rain last night. Baseball infields are going to be green all across the country. And the Twins are going to... The Twins are eliminated, Fred. Does that shock you a little bit?
No. Hey, they're already eliminated for 2022. I'll tell you that, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My question is that... I've asked this before. Do the Twins, the Vikings, and the Timberwolves have the same person making scouting and drafting decisions?
Oh, my gosh, Fred. You know, you get all excited to watch a Vikings game, and the offensive line got pushed back 3 yards, every single one of them.
And it's same issue for 10 years, John.
10 years. And I just saw Bradbury, you know, coach was upset with us. We really got to pick it up this next game. Well, are you kidding me? Bradbury is the number one pick, and he was just getting blown off the line of scrimmage.
He's not nowhere close to a number one draft choice.
Yeah, now we got this rookie that's going to take somebody else's, a Sean Hill's place or something, and he was terrible too at left tackle, which is your critical.
Brutal.
Yeah.
And they draft people that are injured. They draft them anyhow, pay them big bonuses anyhow. They're not even healthy enough to play.
And then we had the game in the bag, and our star running back drops the ball. It's a prototype of last year. It's the Vikings curse. Just let it go and live with it. You know it's going to be evil. I'm saying 6 wins.
Pick another team to root for.
Yeah.
That's what I say. So, and then, of course, you know, you got Cook fumbling the ball when they have a chance to win it. So, you know, I guess he couldn't handle the football, hanging on to the football and his anti-vaccine literature at the same time.
Oh, boy. Yeah. What was I going to say? We got a nice long email from a woman, and I can't remember her name, last week.
Yep, I saw it. Yep.
And I wonder if you would paraphrase it for us, Fred.
Sure. So nice person. I wrote her back right away, sent y'all copies. And she says, one, sure like to see more stories about women's sports. Two, you guys do a great job. Three, nobody would like it if it was 90% women, 10% men. And my response is all true. We try to do better. We do better than most. We cover women's sports, and we got to redouble our efforts to do more of them. I don't believe in talking about the scores forever, but no. Editorializing or opining about that. So thanks for the letter, and we'll endeavor to do better. We promise.
And you get a chance this weekend to watch the most winning professional team in Minnesota
history,
the Minnesota Lynx. They're playing tomorrow night. They're playing Indiana, and then they also play on Sunday. So if you've never, now I come at this. Now you know this about me, I think, Fred. I'm not a sports person, and in the last 5 years, I've fallen in love with the Minnesota Lynx. So I go at it in a whole different way. I want them to win. I'm not saying that. I like the competition part of it. But I'm also just fascinated by the culture and how quickly things are changing in the WNBA right now. I mean, they're getting things for women, you know, like maternity leave, daycare. So many of the players are... have young children. You know, DeJuan Abana from the Arizona team had twins like a year and a half ago, and she's the top player there. I mean, it's just, maybe she's, is she on Arizona? Maybe she's on Connecticut. But anyway, That's the kind of stuff I'm paying attention to when it comes to women's sports. And it's, but if you've never, if you're a sports fan and you've never watched the Lynx, you should watch it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, like you say, Heidi, not only are they the most winning team in Minnesota, they're far and away the most winning team. So I'm trying to figure out, from my point of view, how they draw. The TV attendance for the women's Olympic basketball team was excellent. But they're struggling with Division I with college. I know it's drawing. And that matters because that's how you get more games on TVs. So, you know, so yeah, but it's, we're part of the issue. We got to cover it more.
Yeah, we do. We need to focus more on that. And I want you to know that I did offer, I'm sorry, I can't remember her name.
Lori.
I did offer Lori a full-time volunteer contract to be on the air with us. And she was a little bit nervous.
You heard back from her.
Talking to her attorneys in her camp. trying to see, get what's best for her. No, I'm just kidding. I offered it to her, and she's a little bit nervous about being on the radio. I said, don't worry about it. It's just like you and me having a conversation right now.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot more nerve-wracking things going on in our life than being on the radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do want to cover this about women's sports, all right? We had 4 or 5 all-time great women's gymnastics stars,
yeah,
right, testifying in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee on how the FBI and some campus police departments totally ignored their complaints about being abused, physically and sexually abused by the physician at Michigan State University who had a second contract. We had a second contract with the Olympic with National Olympic Committee, and everybody just blew these women off. So, and by the way, if they hadn't won medals, it wouldn't have gotten the press. It wouldn't be in the front of the sports page today. You guys know exactly what I'm saying. But so the courage that they've demonstrated over and over again is remarkable.
You know, when I was listening to Morning Edition earlier, they had a clip from Simone Biles speaking, and the way that they presented it, they said, if you wonder why she was struggling at the Olympics, listen to this testimony right here and what she's talking about, how it's followed her everywhere she goes.
That's right.
And, you know, like any of the scandals that have come out, you know, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, it's the systems. I mean, it is the people that are doing these atrocious things to women, but there are systems that are protecting them.
I think it's partially systemic. I agree with that, but I'm going to add something to that, okay? It's not only the other magic word besides system, Heidi, is institution. Mm-hmm. And people are far more loyal to institutions than they are to individual folks that make a complaint or raise a complaint. And remember, the only reason these folks have a platform is because they won medals, because Allie Reisman is articulate and everybody knows who she is. Simone Biles, on and on and on. If they finished 19th, you think anybody would give them any attention? You think the AP or the press or CBS or National Broadcasting Company or anybody would give them press?
No.
Never.
No. Never. So if you get an opportunity, I don't know what it is, there's a podcast about this whole event. And I remember we were driving to Wyoming, and it seemed like I was driving to Cohasset. That's how good very difficult. But Fred, I want to go back to the FBI. Why in the FBI would the FBI care about Michigan State? So is it a good old boys thing, and is the FBI guilty?
I don't think it's a good old boys thing. I think they care. I think the Olympics have been tied into, we've sold them, and to be supportive of Olympics is to be supportive of patriotism, and one equals the other. And if you do anything to attack the Olympic movement or Olympic leaders, who are just suits making too much money, then suddenly you're not patriotic. And I think that's part of the problem. And that's not only Michigan State. That's Penn State in football with Paterno. That's the University of Michigan with Shem Beckler, who knew that his physician was abusing people, right? They'll do anything to protect the institution. And that's just true. I mean, that's true whether it's college sports, whether it's the Olympic movement, or whether it's a 2,000-year-old religious faith.
The podcast that John mentions, it's from Michigan Public Radio, and it's called Believed. So if you're a podcast person, you should listen to it.
Oh, Fred, turn it on.
It's difficult to listen to. A lot of times this abuse was happening in a room with parents.
In the basement.
Parents' house. Because the parents were so whipped up on getting their daughter in, you know, to the highest level, to Olympics. And, you know, I'm not blaming the parents, but I mean, the... It's just,
Heidi, I'm going to blame the parents. Okay. This isn't about women, but it's the identical issue. When Bo Schembechler's son complained to Schembechler that your doctor, who's the doctor for the football team, molested me when I was 9, molested me when I was 13, he told him to grow up and be a man, and that Michigan football was more important than him. And that's a fact. He has testified to that deposition, and so is his mother, who's still alive.
Okay. Yeah, that's tough stuff. For those of you that maybe don't know a lot about what we're talking about, it's a very good thing to listen to. I know I've done shameless promotion, but it's well done, and it's grotesque. You know, it's just grotesque. Should we go to, well, let's talk about the Gophers football team, lost Ohio State. Now they play Colorado on the road. Lost their best running back. I don't know what kind of season they're going to have. But the young guy, the sophomore, got 178 yards, so... I don't know. We lose you?
I'm here. I'm here.
Should we go to trivia?
Yes.
Senior correspondent, what has he got today now, I wonder?
It's a little shorter today.
But so what is the theme? He's always...
Where are they now?
Oh, boy.
For example, the team that was once the Chicago Cardinals in the NFL are now the Arizona Cardinals. Okay? You get the drift?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we do.
In 1976, Bruce Jenner won the Olympic gold medal in the decathlon. In 2015, he came out as a trans woman, changed his name to Caitlin, and was most recently part of what national news story?
The failed recall election in California, Governor.
Exactly. Wow. She was one of the losing candidates in the recall election for governor of California. The Cincinnati Royals of the NBA are now the...
They went to Kansas City, and now I think they're in Sacramento.
Yes, wow. The Sacramento.
Just turn my mic off. Kings.
Kings, yep, there we go.
Kings.
What former University of Nevada and NFL star has the records for most rushing yards by a quarterback in a single game is now a civil rights activist?
Randall Cunningham, whose daughter participated in the Olympic long jump.
That is not what I have, sir.
Uh-oh. Not Randall Cunningham?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Huh. Then I don't know. Who is it?
Took a knee?
Oh, Kaepernick.
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
Colin Kaepernick. The Milwaukee Brewers were one of 8 original teams when the American League started in 1901. What current team traces its origins to the Milwaukee Brewers team?
Oh, man. Holy smokes.
That's not Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. I do not know.
So it's a bird is their mascot. Does that help anything?
Pittsburgh? A bird.
Bird.
A bird. Oh, the Orioles?
Yes, there we go. The Baltimore
nice job.
Orioles.
Just one little clue.
Wow.
The Brewers moved to St. Louis in 1902 and became the Browns, who then moved to Baltimore in 1953.
Yep.
What retired NBA star has an honorary doctorate of humane letters from the University of Cincinnati for his philanthropic and entrepreneurial efforts?
Basketball star, did you say?
Yep, NBA.
It's not Bill Brown.
Sounds like Oscar Robertson.
It's exactly Oscar Robertson.
Yeah.
The Decatur Staleys were an original member of the National Football League. What current team traces its origins to that team?
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, there we go. And finally, what current NBA team traces its origins to the Buffalo Braves?
Oh.
Ooh. Buffalo Braves, I'm supposed to know this. Buffalo McAdoo played for them.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm not going to come up with it.
I'm not either. Imagine that.
The Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Great question.
That's all we got today, Fred. Nice
that's
job.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad you did good. Thanks for humiliating me in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Or at least Lori, in front of Lori.
At least you hit the ball straight, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks, Fred. Have a great week.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.